Louise Hansen is with me on the phone. She is co-owner of Madeira Restaurant, downtown Two Harbors, with her sister-in-law, Susie Hansen. Thank you so much, Louise, for being with us this morning.
Hi, yes, thank you for me.
Absolutely. I know you're calling from a little bit of ways out, and hopefully we'll be able to, hopefully your service will work just fine, but I thought I'd start by sharing that I first met you, you probably don't remember this, but when you were just renovating that building, the restaurant, which is right across from Castle Danger and the State Farm Insurance, really good location, I think. And all I remember is, I think I asked you what was going on in there, and you said, oh, we are starting a restaurant, and it's going to be great. And I was really tickled by that, and I just really got fed by your enthusiasm, and I think it's a great little spot you got there. Do you want to start just by sharing with us, you know, how you got into this? What inspired you, and how long you've been at it now?
Yeah, so we actually kind of began a few years ago when we first sort of looked at the space. The building we just always thought was in such a great location and built in 1888, which is super cool. I love that part. So we looked at it a few years ago, kind of put it on the back burner, didn't, you know, move forward with it. And then, let's see, what, 1.5 years ago, we purchased it and kind of didn't have any direct plans because I was a little hesitant to go into this industry on my own. And then one day I had the light bulb go off to call upon my lovely sister-in-law, Susie, who many people know from Betty's Pies. She worked at Betty's Pies for, goodness, maybe 15 years.
Okay.
Also kind of been in the industry more on the side where I just sort of waitressed through college and grad school a little bit, but always sort of felt drawn to the restaurant world. So with her jumping on board with me, we were then kind of ready to move forward with opening the shop there.
Yeah. And what would you say is the vision for, you know, every restaurant has its own little vision and menu and ambiance. And how would you describe yours?
Yeah, I think when we started, it was maybe felt like an unrealistic goal where I just really thought, oh, I want this to be a place where people come in and feel like it's their spot, you know, like the place where you might go a couple times a week and you know the people and they know you and you, it's just familiar and comfortable and also good food.
Right.
And that's kind of happened and we're so thrilled. It's so lovely to see people greet us by name. We know them by name. Like we've just had amazing tourist support, but also local support, which is so lovely to feel like we wanted it to be part of the community. And I feel like we're getting there and that's really, really satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that your location is really neat because you definitely will get the tourists. You're right by Castle Danger and the depot, but you're also downtown, which is where, you know, everyone in town goes at some point or another. And how long have you been open now?
We opened like June 1st.
Okay, so you're still really in your first season.
Yeah.
Would you say it's, I mean, I know that a lot of people think, oh, starting a restaurant would be really fun, and it probably is really fun, but it's a lot of work. How have you found it thus far as the reception, yeah, but also, you know, the sustainability of the workload and how you manage that?
Yeah, so, and if people have been in, they might know it's just three of us, so Susie, myself, and then Carla, our manager, and so we have so much fun together because we're just good friends, and we all kind of have our specific things that we do that we like to do. And so for example, like the curry dressing that has like 77,000 ingredients,
yeah,
I don't make.
I was gonna say I love that curry dressing and I don't even know the recipe. Yeah, but it is really special.
It is. So being able to delegate things like that to like Carla, who loves to make it, really makes the day super pleasurable. And I tell people this all the time. People are so nice to us. So they walk in the door and we just have the most lovely customer experience, which makes the day just so pleasant.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think we just, it's hopefully, you know, that continues and it just is a very happy experience because our customers are just so positive and they come in for the first time and they're so excited that we're here. And that's such a lovely reception to get. So we have a lot of fun. I would say so far, so good. Like you said, we're a little bit of a baby business, but it's been really good so far.
Well, and give us, I'm trying to think of listeners who are thinking, Well, what do you serve? Like, what kind of food do you serve? And I think you're just lunch, right?
Well, so we've just recently expanded to being open until 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
Oh,
we actually
okay.
started out opened and kind of pulled back from that. And now we have opened that back up because we got a lot of people that, oh, we wanted to come for dinner. So we do have a lovely wine list. We have a lovely beer list. And we sell, you know, we've got like a roast beef dipped sandwich that's very hearty and kind of dinner forward. And then on those evening nights, we generally do, I think, for example, it's the goat cheese and mushroom tarts, and you can get an appetizer of two or an appetizer of four. We'll often have like a discounted wine special that goes with the appetizer just for sharing, so people can just come and chat and, you know, share some little plates. And our full menu is available during that time as well. But generally, we, you know, it's a little bit of a lunch forward menu. We've got the Power Bowls, pastrami sandwiches, Reubens, chicken salad, granola, and then on the weekends we do the breakfast. So we'll have like a chef's choice stack of pancakes. I think today it's strawberry walnut, and then we do quiche as well as the granola, and then our kind of crowd favorite, the amaretto French toast bake, and we make our own sausage that comes on the side with all of those. So yeah, quite a few things.
Yeah, you're making me hungry, Louise. I shouldn't have asked you that. I don't know if I've had my breakfast this morning. But This totally begs the question is, who knows how to cook? You must all know how to cook. I mean, it sounds like pretty amazing stuff you're putting out there.
Yeah. So Susie, my sister-in-law, kind of runs she's like the sandwich queen. She also makes the quiches, the French toast bake, all that jazz. Carla does like most of the, you know, the dressings. She came up with all the bowls. She also, if you've been in, makes our daily whatever the baked good is, which is normally some over-the-top extravagant thing with, again, tons of ingredients, and they're so beautiful. So she makes something fresh baked every morning. We all did the menu together. Like, we sort of came up with the vision as a group kind of over the winter, and then we can sort of all step in to each other's shoes where needed, which is what makes it so lovely of a place to work, because it's kind of a collaborative and we're able to support each other where needed.
Yeah. So it sounds like the relationship piece really is key, which of course we all know in general. And don't you also try to source your food locally as much as you can?
We do. And I think our goal is to get further into that. You know, we're so new right now. We have quite a few products straight from Minnesota. Like I said, we also make a lot of things that other people source from outside. We make in-house, like dressings, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do Minnesota greens, Minnesota turkey. And then I think in the near future, when summer slows down a little bit, I would like to kind of go even more closer to home for a few more items. So cause we have so many lovely options, you know, just in the last few years in the area, there's a lot of great local food choices.
There is. I remember when we first moved here being just amazed and thrilled that, you know, you could get just, I mean, not everything, not every grain, not every nut, but a lot of meats, a lot of eggs, produce, all that can actually be pretty locally sourced. So I was really excited to hear about a restaurant in town that was really going to make that a priority as much as they could. Obviously, the winter is a slow time here, but I don't know, I just think eating lots of wild rice and venison and blueberries is maybe what we should be doing a lot more of anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's fun to hear. And then how do you anticipate, this will be your first winter, which, you know, historically is a slow time, although we're getting more and more tourists in the winter too. And I don't know, maybe it's not going to be so slow after all. What do you have any thoughts or anticipation about that?
Yeah, I think we, you know, we're hoping that our lovely group of locals that's coming in for their like working lunches, which happens quite a bit, we're hoping that that's going to, you know, sustain through the winter as well. And then I've been kind of in the middle of a little project out in the back where I'm putting like some fire pits in and making part of our parking lot into this little gardenish area. So I'm hoping that we can run some you know, little fires back there, and people might sit around, assuming it's not too terribly cold, that people might come out for that, roast a marshmallow, have a glass of wine, you know, in the early to late fall time. But we plan to just be here, be open, and be another food choice for locals and tourists alike through that time. So
wonderful. I'm speaking with Louise Hansen, co-owner of Madeira Restaurant down on First Avenue in downtown Two Harbors. We're out of time, Louise, but thank you so much for sharing all the things with us. Is there anything you want to mention? Do you have a web presence or anything that you want people to know about?
We do. We have a website. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram, and we are so happy to be downtown.
Wonderful. Thank you. And we'll have you again sometime.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Louise Hansen, co-owner of the Madeira Restaurant, with her sister-in-law, Susie Hansen.